Hello and welcome to A Skeptic's Guide to Conspiracy, the podcast that examines conspiracy theory, conspiracy fact, and those who promote these theories. I'll be your host, Mike Moeller, as we take a look at conspiracy in the news for the week ending September 30th, 2018. And I got a few stories here. Unfortunately, some of these are kind of late. For some reason, they popped up in my feed much later than a few other podcasts, so I'm going to at least try to cover them as best I can. I'm going to start with the bizarre conspiracy theories of Liberty University's firefighter prophet. Last week, Fred Clark at Slackivus wrote about Mark Taylor, the firefighter turned prophet who claims to have predicted the election of President Trump. And apparently Liberty University is producing a video film entitled The Trump Prophecy, featuring Taylor and his prophecies. And what's interesting about this, he likes to delve into heavily pseudoscience and religion. He believes that on November 18th, I believe the enemy sent out something, a frequency, if you will. Those who are tapped into this frequency and is agitated and took control, basically, of those who have their DNA that was turned over to the enemy. That's what's happening, is that the Illuminati, Freemasons, all the people, their main goal is to change the DNA of man. Apparently, this is the basis of his particular delusion. He apparently believes that the frequency of 440 hertz apparently damages DNA, and using that frequency to manipulate DNA to control your mind. Of course, he delves into the various the typical type of conspiracy talk. He seems to be one who's on board with the Democrats that we eat children or are child molesters. He seems to have also claimed that John McCain is the number three top of the Illuminati DNA altered demon child eaters after Clinton and Obama. In fact, McCain was executed by a secret military tribunal. What's that? You thought he died of brain cancer? No, that's only what they want you to think. And while we're at it, the left isn't opposing Kavanaugh's nomination because they're concerned about Roe v. Wade. It's because they know that the Supreme Court will ultimately weigh on the legality of these secret military tribunals, and they don't want to be executed for all the child eating they've done. Again, this is nothing out of the ordinary in the conspiracy world. People believe what they want to believe, and they seem to think that in this case, the Illuminati, these elites, are again kidnapping children, eating them, having sex, so on, trying to... and, of course, it's some type of weird power programming, whatever. There's just so much weirdness in this guy. And of course, he believes that the government also manipulates the weather and creates hurricanes. So nothing really out of the ordinary there. This is just another typical nutcase who's found a forum. People tend to follow him and believe what he says. And of course, without any real evidence or any proof that any of this stuff actually works. And his stuff about DNA and apparently, he does not have any comprehension of what DNA is and how it functions. That, there's just so much, there's so much stupid in this guy that I could just leave it at that. I'm sure we're going to hear more about this guy as time goes on. The second story, Hidden Royal. Crazy conspiracy theory claims Princess Diana had a secret daughter who could now be second in line for the throne. This is an article from the Ireland Sun. I'm assuming this is some type of weird tabloid. When I read the article, there was all sorts of nice tabloid tabloid-esque articles in it. So I'm going to assume this is kind of like a National Enquirer and that type of, gossip slash bizarre, weird goings on, one of those type of reporting. And this particular article, apparently, according to this particular conspiracy theory, that Princess Diana, before marrying Charles, had a fertility test, and that during this process, a fertilized egg was allegedly kept by a doctor who implanted it in his wife. The girl, Sarah, was allegedly born October 1981, 8 months before Prince William's birth on June 21st, 1982. That would make her second in line for the throne after Prince Charles following the change in succession laws in 2013. Apparently, this girl, Sarah, her parents had passed away and had apparently she found a diary which revealed that she was a product of in vitro fertilization, which was still in its infancy in the early 1980s. After trying to find her birth parents, Sarah also claimed she received a menacing message warning her to stop, and she decided to move to the States. So apparently, okay, that man, this article sucks, but apparently this all happened in England, and she later came to the United States. So apparently the doctor, why does this article say, well, again, it's a bullshit article anyhow. Try to decipher that part. But apparently this is another, maybe like an Anastasia, Lost Tsarina type story, where someone believes that she's the love child or the product of a unwanted pregnancy by somebody in high places and trying to insert herself into that realm. Possibly another, probably just your typical delusional person. I'm not even sure if there's much more we can say about it. There has been no evidence. Nothing in this article says that there is any evidence. And I'm going through this, this is definitely an article you got to read twice or three times to decipher, but there doesn't seem to be any evidence that there is any genetic connection between this woman and Princess Diana. So I'll just leave it at that, because we got a couple, this can go under, why should we worry about conspiracy theorists? William Douglas was charged with cyber stalking and making threats after he was cuffed last Thursday by the FBI. The feds traced a series of death threats he made via social media back to his rural Oregon home, according to a criminal complaint. The threats came from a series of social media profiles where he ranted about fringe right conspiracy theories and claimed YouTube was censoring him. In a still live tweet from August, Douglas promoted a video promoting Nassim Agham, a YouTuber who opened fire on the company headquarters in April over the belief that her videos weren't getting enough views. So we've got another QAnon. Apparently he's also big into the Pizzagate and a flat earther. And apparently because no one's taking him serious, he decides to start threatening various people and lodging threats against YouTube. Apparently, he's got hundreds of videos totaling hundreds of thousands of views. Douglas ranted about the New World Order, reptilians, government mind control, and the flat earth theory. Recent videos also focused on right-wing conspiracy, including QAnon, a ridiculous theory that falsely claims that President Donald Trump is not actually under investigation, but he's in fact investigating virtually every prominent Democrat and Hollywood figure for satanic child sex trafficking. So, again, a nice little Fortunately, this guy got caught before doing anything dangerous. Certainly his threats, even on September 17th, he allegedly threatened YouTube CEO Susan Wojcicki. "Susan, I'm coming for you today," he wrote, according to the complaint. He wrote, according to the complaint, with the hashtag pray. So one crazy person was taken off the street. And fortunately, a second one was taken off the street last week also. At a Free Alex Jones demonstration in Austin, they claimed it was all about free speech, patriot prayer, and the Proud Boys fell back on their typical playbook, threats and physical intimidation. Patriot Prayer, a reactionary right-wing group best known for inciting street violence in the Pacific Northwest, traveled to Texas last week to protest Alex Jones' expulsion from various social media platforms, including YouTube and Facebook, for repeated terms of service violations. The small demonstration failed to attract any local attention, but that did not stop leading figure in the Patriot Prayer from trying to pick a fight. An InfoWars live stream hosted by Owen Schroyer captured, I'm going to butcher this guy's name, which I don't really care, Tustelada Tiny Toes, who is an active member of the hate group The Proud Boys, in addition to his prominence in Patriot Prayer, screaming at and threatening a small group of young African-American men attending the Austin Pecan Street Festival. According to Schroyer, the commentary Toes went after them because they were wearing Obama hats. After the poorly attended rally of about 60 or 70 people earlier in the day, which featured Alex Jones himself as a last-minute surprise guest, right-wing demonstrators took their signs, their messages, and a bullhorn to the Pecan Street Festival and began, as one organizer put it on Facebook, trolling 6th Street. Soon after they arrived, Toes, a Patriot Prayer leader, Joey Gibson, and others in the group began what appeared in Schroyer's video to be an animated discussion with three young men. According to the commentary in the video, the demonstrators were upset by their Obama hats, which Schroyer insisted they wore on purpose just to trigger you. They also objected to one man's sweatshirt, which featured the name and likeness of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. And I guess to carry on, this confrontation went on to a point where the police had to come in and arrest Toes, or at least, looks like he was sent on his way. Oh, wait a minute. Yeah, he was, the fight was broke up before by police, and eventually the situation got diffused. But of course, again, the problem here is, of course, the main thing is that here's Alex Jones in a impromptu protest against him being taken off the social media, which barely attracted enough people to cause any real problems. Then they went out looking for problems and found it. Again, this is probably part of the reason why we have to be very vigilant and realize that we're dealing with unhinged people who will happily try to manipulate you into doing something you really probably wouldn't want to do. And of course, then causing trouble. And this is why, what's the harm when you apply the what's the harm? The harm is that someone's going to get hurt. Someone's going to end up jail for no good reason other than that they were just too stupid to realize that they were being jerks. But anyhow, the next article, this is actually a poll by Public Policy Polling. Republicans are more likely to subscribe to conspiracy theories. In this particular poll, and as I started looking, when I started looking at the number, there's certainly a pretty, I would say, as far as anything definitive, this is a plus or minus 5% poll. and the numbers are awfully, in some cases, fairly close, though the striking thing is 36% of Americans and 62% of Republicans believe that the Obama administration is secretly trying to take everyone's guns away, though 14% of the Democrats believe the same. One in four Americans say President Obama is secretly trying to figure out a way to stay in office beyond 2017, including almost half Republicans, 44%. And 26% of Americans think Muslims are covertly implementing Sharia law in the American court systems, while 55% don't think so, and another 19% aren't sure. There's a large percentage of partisan breakdown on this one as well, for which Republicans fear Sharia law is making its way into American courts, while only 12% of Democrats agree. There's 13% believe that the U.S. government engages in false flag operations. 19% say there's a secret society such as Skull and Bones that produces American political and financial leaders to serve the wealthy elite. 17% of voters say that they think a group of world bankers are slowly eliminating paper currency to force most banking online, only to cut the power grid so regular citizens can't access money and are forced into worldwide slavery. Nearly one in three Republicans believe that electronic currency theory, while only 10% of Democrats. It's kind of a shame that this is kind of a, there doesn't seem to be a lot of, consistency in how they're reporting these numbers. I think they're doing this maybe to, maybe they're trying to do it to conflate or trying to do whatever. But this particular study is pretty small. 790 registered voters were surveyed. Apparently, these were all phone-based polls. So, and it's a plus or minus 3.5%. And it is somewhat comprehensive in terms of what they were asking the question. So there's not really a problem there. It's just, it's so little and so little people polled and trying to extrapolate, going from 800 people to, the 400, 500 million that are living in the United States today. So, but certainly what's one of the interesting outcomes of just this within this polls within the poll itself, most of the people who apparently the highest percentage of people who believe in a particular conspiracy, actually it has to do with sports and entertainment, seems to be more important than anything government or. Roughly about 43% believe that the Super Bowl or the various sporting events are being fixed by referees or by the leagues themselves. Then comes the conspiracies involving entertainment figures. The Beatles didn't exist. Paul McCartney died in a car accident and is replaced by a double. Those type of conspiracies are much more plausible than a conspiracy in the government, which is odd. But, of course, a lot of the questions, I'm just looking at some of these questions. There's the black helicopters with the United Nations. We're also part of this study. So, again, while not the best study that I've come across yet, there's actually been very few really good studies or polls on what people believe or why they believe. There is this particular one came out in the past week or so. I'm actually unsure when this actually got issued, but certainly it's a bit telling, and actually it seems to be contrary to some of the evidence I've been coming across, that at least as far as the sports, I mean, certainly there are any number of, at any one time, sport-related conspiracies that involve, again, referees that were intentionally making bad calls, to leagues trying to stretch out the various playoffs or whatever, and they don't want to see a team win their championship, like in baseball. I forget how many games, but if the one team blows out the other team, instead of going the full length, you know, there's less revenue from advertisements. So there's all these different conspiracies associated with that. But there's not much I can, you know, again, because I found studies that actually say the opposite, that most people are, they highly question the government, though sports is usually a close second, and then entertainment is third. So that's just some interesting insights into the conspiracy mindset. I hope to have more on that, because this is part of a ongoing study that I've been trying to do, not necessarily a study, but trying to pull together the information that's out there. And I thought I'd end up with a kind of a funny one. Are cats spies sent by aliens? A deep examination of one of the internet's best conspiracy theories. Recent polling shows that Americans love their conspiracy theories. They also love cats. So this was bound to happen. And it's, again, another one of these long articles that try to explain what the conspiracy is, or what the evidence of the conspiracy. Because generally the conspiracy here is that cats are aliens that have been sent to spy on humans and report back to the mothership. There's some interesting observations, which are actually quite legit. There's no documentation before ancient Egypt that mentions the existence of cats. Again, it's believed that the Egyptians domesticated cats. There may have been feral cats. Certain cats were available, and the Egyptians, with they connect their gods to certain animals. The cat was a natural addition. So, and basically, exporting domestic cats was illegal in ancient Egypt. So until the Egyptian civilization would ultimately collapse, that's when domestic cats were let loose on the world. At least that's the basic hypothesis at this time. Though I would suspect that cats did. They moved about. They went seeking out food and so on. So it wouldn't be out of the question that cats would eventually leave Egypt on their own, if not taken on ships to prevent or eliminate the mice and rats that would have infested grain ships and so on. So the next one is, science is baffled by the cat's purr and can't determine how the sound is produced. Apparently, this is part of the communications with the mothership that they use these. This is actually a data transference sound, of course, according to the conspiracy theorists, science doesn't have an answer to why cats purr, but they actually do. Again, this is a typical tactic of conspiracy theorists, or at least, I see that actually quite a bit in the ancient aliens conspiracies. You know, there is a knowledge of how the pyramids were built, or how certain deities, who they were, what they did. There's a lot of solid information, but of course, you have to ignore a lot of that to make your theory sound viable. If you hold the cat's ears back and describe what you see, it's a perfect match to the classic gray alien with its almond-shaped eyes, small mouth, and small nose. Okay, I'll give them that. A cat can see exponentially better than you, making it appear that it must be more advanced evolutionary speaking. Well, depending on the evolutionary pressures that a species has to go through, finding advantages, a mutation that gives you an advantage is going to carry on through generation to generation. So since cats are hunters, as long as dogs and various meat-eating animals, carnivores, they've developed eyes and senses to improve their ability to hunt and kill prey. Whereas the herbivores, the plant-eating type, they've evolved a different way to ward against these predators that are trying to feed on them. So of course, the eyes, cat's eyes, are going to evolve a certain way, and the way the cat's eye has evolved gives it certain advantages in hunting the various prey that it traditionally goes after: mice, rats, insects, so on. So, because the cat's eye is a little different, a little bit differently structured than, say, a human eye, doesn't mean that this is some type of alien influence. It's just the millions of years of evolution that the cats had, was able to advance their eyesight. So then there's, ever watch a cat wake from a deep sleep and run out of the room in an instant? Well, that means, of course, the conspiracy believes that transmissions from the mothership's coming in and they must be alone. We've seen this happen. I've seen it. I love cats. I've had cats, and they do like to do weird things. So this is one of many. You've seen the dogs go into the zoomies. They just start running for no reason. You might see, you'll see different, things that certain animals, will do, making a certain sound, so on. This is nothing out of the ordinary. Again, this isn't a secret transmission from the mothership for them to upload their data they've collected. Then we got all things that come out of cats are totally unnatural, not of this earth. Again, this is absurd. Hairballs are disgusting, but are totally natural occurring in cats. Our hair, and all they do is lie around and lick themselves all day. As for their urine and excrement, I don't see how any different than any other mammals, other than it's particularly smelling foul. Cats survive situations any earthbound animal would surely perish in. How can a cat fall out of a four-story building backwards and land on its feet? Well, it's partially true, but cats, again, have adapted as a hunter, a predator creature. So certain traits have become more important than others. And because a cat can almost instantaneously right itself as it's falling, doesn't seem to be anything out of the ordinary. If you die, your cats will eat you. Not really a link between cats or aliens, but still pretty creepy. This article, I don't know why they put that in there. That shouldn't be something out of the ordinary. Doesn't seem to be anything to that. But certainly, the conspiracy is that cats are basically drones to interact with humans, monitor what we do, film, then they have to upload that data to the mothership so the gray aliens can figure out, I don't know, how to kill us easier. I don't know. I don't know. Again, it was a funny story. I love how some people tend to, they try to make something up, even though the current data doesn't support what they're saying, that has all the hallmarks of the typical pseudoscience conspiracy. Cats are aliens, but don't ignore the fact that they've been around forever. The Egyptians, domesticated them and then, sent them out to the four corners of the planet. even though the feral or the wild cats, you know, your lions, tigers, cheetahs, jaguars, all those type of things, they've existed long before the domestic cat. But, you know, we got to ignore that because these are special. They've been created by aliens to spy on us. So I'm just going to, that's going to be the story. These are the stories for this week. I've got nothing new, nothing out of the ordinary, no real news for the show. So I'd like to thank you for listening to A Skeptic's Guide to Conspiracy. This was episode 109, recorded September 30th, 2018. Thank you and good night.